Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We make sure we find the time, the energy, have the love and passion to get a people what they want.
Jalen, we switched up the flow. We got to do some podcast housekeeping at the top because we were giving you podcast exclusive on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? That means you would either get two episodes in one day or you would listen to one day, listen to one the next morning. We just got a little jammed up and we put our heads together and came up with a much better podcast exclusive plan.
If you get jammed up, don't mention my name.
This will now and forever be every Friday night, the weekend.
Yeah, we got to be giving relationship advice and financial literacy advice so you can carry it to the weekend. You need to hear this knowledge on days where you don't have to work sometimes.
Exactly. So from now on, most weeks, we will be uploading Monday through Friday shows and then a Friday night show that you can listen to over the weekend. And that is this one. And the weekend show, we're going to get a little looser, you know? We're going to get a little looser because, you know, the executives aren't listening to the podcast. They're definitely not listening to the weekend show. We're not going to toe the line. I'm jumping over the line. I'm gonna mess up the line in the sand like I was Billy Martin arguing a play at the plate in 1985. Like that. That's what I'm gonna be doing to the line. We're going over the line.
That knowledge and that range you get. You hear that knowledge and that range? Billy Martin reference? Don't hurt him, Jacoby.
Jalen. So when we do Monday's show, it's over. This Sunday, they've packed up the games. They packed up all the games. So this Sunday is like basketball bonanza. All of the games are right there in front of you because by midnight Sunday night, we will know the play-in tournament. We will know the 4-5 matchup, the 6-3 matchup.
Will. Yeah,
and
we will
soon find out the 2-7 and the 1-8 matchup. So I have some questions for you, Mr. Rose.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you some questions about how you think things are going to shake out. Because I've already decided some things.
Oh.
I've already decided some things.
Oh.
Number one, Lakers in the play-in tournament.
Yes, definitely.
They're in the play-in tournament.
Don't collect $200. And right now with AD's groin injury and LeBron just returning and possibly playing the Suns in the first round, is where they need to be.
It really does. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. Because what they really are looking for is the Blazers to lose to the Nuggets on Sunday night. By that time, the Nuggets will have probably already locked up their spot.
Yeah.
They could potentially climb the Clippers, but I don't see that happening. So the Nuggets will not have much to play for. I think Jokic will start because he wants to play in every game this year, his MVP year. But
he can get triple-double at halftime.
I think that the Portland Trail Blazers win that game, therefore making the Lakers game sort of inconsequential. And the Lakers will end up playing either the Grizzlies or the Warriors in that 7-8 play-in series. Which one of those teams? They're both tied right now. Don't even ask me who has a tiebreaker. I have no idea. I don't memorize all this stuff. This is Jalen Jacoby. Who do you think gets in, the Golden State Warriors or the Grizzlies? Who gets that 8 spot?
Wow.
Two more games
actually,
for each.
You ready
Two more
for this?
Games for each. You're going to say Grizzlies, aren't you?
This is going to be Tupac blasphemy. Follow me.
But before you say this, Grizzlies play the Kings on Friday. And then they play the Warriors head-to-head on Sunday.
Who's going to celebrate the most if they win and get the 8th spot? The Grizzlies Warriors?
So the Grizzlies have the Kings. That's a win. And the Warriors have the Pelicans. Should be a win on Friday and then they play head-to-head on Sunday.
I believe, and I'm going to say a name that you normally won't hear national multimedia people use because I actually watched the games. Valanciunas is having a great season.
Yes, he has. Quietly having a great season. There's some quiet great seasons going on in the league, like Cameron Payne and Valanciunas.
Yeah, man.
Just like,
balling,
you guys are really showing out.
He getting points, rebounds, blocks. Like, he playing big. Like, he's been holding them down all year when Jaren Jackson was hurt. One of my favorite irrational confidence guys, Dylan Brooks, just had 30 last night.
Yep.
You're on my Grizzly like Ja Morant, shout to J. Cole. The album is fire. I've been studying last night and today. Love how you use Dame Dolla in the song, referencing the bubble. All that's dope. I think the Grizzlies end up with that eighth spot, David Jacoby. And here's Steph Curry gets to enjoy his amazing regular season. And without Klay Thompson and without Wiseman, the Warriors could kind of prepare for what might happen if they get the Minnesota pick if it's in the top four.
Here's how it's going to go. By the time you listen to this weekend special exclusive Jalen and Jacoby podcast, the Pelicans are going to lose to the Warriors and the Kings are going to lose to the Grizzlies. And then the Pelicans and Warriors will essentially play the first play-in game on Sunday because they go head-to-head for the 8 or the 9 seed. I think the 8 or 9 seed will be down to that one game. And it's going to be basically a playoff game at 3:30 Eastern on Sunday on
ABC.
Yeah. It says ESPN right here. Are they going three-letter with this?
Well, it depends on if it's going to be Steph and Ja Morant.
Oh, it's going to be Steph and Ja Morant. It's going to be a playoff game. It's going to be a playoff game.
Okay.
Because there's stakes at this. This is real stakes between being the eighth and the ninth seed. There's the difference between having to lose two games or one game to end your season.
No question. It's a big difference. Big. But how about this? And I'm going to keep stressing. I came through the door. I said it before. Genius by the NBA and Adam Silver to institute the play-in. I've heard enough. As long as I'm not saying the words load management, that means he did a really good job. 3, 4, 5, they got to keep playing because they don't want to be flirting where 6 is because 7, 8, 9, 10 is in the play-in. And that's beautiful that we're talking about the lower half of the brackets. We don't even have to force topics with KD and James Harden and Kyrie. And we don't even have to do that yet because the playoffs haven't started. The lower half, based on the playing, has created a level of enthusiasm that the league hadn't seen.
Jalen, can Negative Jacoby enter the chat?
Of course he can. He lives here.
Well, there's a couple things. There's not too much load management. But Negative Jacoby sees this and says, let's not act like tanking's not happening. Like, let's not act like Cleveland, Orlando,
this is for
Detroit,
you. This
Oklahoma
is for you.
City, Houston, Minnesota. Let's not act like those six teams are trying to win basketball games.
Historically tanking. Like it's the like, best farm it just, system in the NBA.
Is this just a huge gap between the haves and have-nots? That's really what this has brought. Like, this didn't fix tanking. There's less tanking. But, like, when you say – like, oh, we're not saying load management. We're not saying that too much with superstars because usually with superstars, the seating is kind of set. So this time of the season, you don't see superstars. You see load management at this time of the season. But now all these games are so important that there is no load management for Ja Morant and Steph Curry on Sunday because they are basically in a playoff game. However, there's tanking is atrocious. But you don't – there's much more intrigue at the end of the season. The play-in tournament has made everything great. It really has. You ready for the East?
To the East, my brother, to the East.
Washington locked into the 10 spot. There's a chance they could overtake the Pacers and get into the 9 spot, but 9-10 is going to be – Washington's going to be a part of it. But we've got the Hornets and the Pacers. The 7 is basically Boston. We got the Hornets and the Pacers, Mr. Rose. Let me tell you who the Hornets and the Pacers have left to play.
Okay.
First of all, if you think I prepared this, then you've never listened to this show before.
You Pacers play 10 years of Jalen and Jacoby.
Pacers play the Lakers on Saturday, a motivated Lakers team, a Lakers team that might have LeBron and AD, might not have LeBron and AD. No one really knows. Okay. And then the Pacers face the tanking Raptors. Let me tell you who the Hornets have left. Our Hornets, Coach B, our guy, going to take LaMelo and his Hornets up against the New York Knickerbockers at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Another game. So those are concurrent games. The Hornets and the Pacers play concurrent games against two very motivated teams. The Hornets play the Knicks. Lakers play the Pacers.
Uh-huh.
And the Hornets play the Wizards in what could be a preview of their play-in game. Let's get into that, all right? So you're the Hornets. You're Coach B. And you're playing the Wizards, knowing that if you lose, you're definitely playing the Wizards again. How from a basketball strategy standpoint, do you take that? Is that game where you don't like show? Is it like a football game? You don't want to show your plays. How do you approach that game?
You approach it to win based on your young squad, as he mentioned to us, is going to get a chance to get a lot of this experience and corporate knowledge by playing meaningful basketball. So you get a reprise when you're still a part of the play-in, even though LaMelo Ball was out with a wrist injury. And that's because Scary Terry and PJ Washington, Miles Bridges has been dealing with some injuries, but he's having a career year. It seemed like everybody that they put out there, Jalen McDaniels, Malik Monk will come in and pop 30 on you. It's like when you have that young, excitable group, it's like Doug Collins told me about Michael Jordan. When you got a thoroughbred, you got to just let him run. Then you got to figure everything else out. And that's what Coach B has to do with this squad. He just got to play each game like there's a mini playoff series. And it's going to be great experience for him and great experience for the team.
Do the Celtics make the playoffs?
They're not motivated. So I say no.
They're going to have to lose two games in a row.
How about this? Don't you think Scary Terry will love to eliminate them for the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, they're going to be excited to ball. And the Celtics have more, like, cachet because they have Jason Tatum, and he's going to be the best player in the series. And he's had a terrific offensive season. And we know Marcus Smart can be a tough elite defender, and Kemba Walker can be a heat check guy. And Fournier will bop 20 on you. But that's on paper. When I watch them play in the game, they down 10, 56% of the time. They down double digits.
Wow.
You know, and that's just hard to overcome. So it's, do you want to make the playoffs and you're Boston and now losing 5 in the first round? Or you continue to play uninspired like you've played for most of the year without Jaylen Brown being available to you and just get the season over with? 1-2-3 Cancun. So it's going to show me if they're quitting on Brad Stevens and quitting on the season or not.
If they lose two, that is empirical evidence, quantitative proof that they quit on Brad Stevens. And one thing you hear about the Western Conference, even though they're in the play-in, no one wants to see the Lakers. If the Suns had this record, this great series, historic franchise season, then they have to play the Lakers in the first round? That's not fair. No one wants to see Steph in a playoff game. No one wants to see Steph in a playoff series. Anything can happen when you got a puncher's chance when you have Steph Curry. You don't hear any of that about anybody in the Eastern Conference playing games.
No.
That's why it's a genius idea.
Those still 4-5 game exits in the first round.
I mean, I guess you don't want to see Russell Westbrook, but Russell Westbrook can win you 2 playoff games. He can't win you 4.
Hey, dog. Not going to be able to do it, dog.
Yeah.
The top 3 teams in the East have clearly distinguished themselves when they're healthy.
The Knicks, the Nets, and the Sixers. I agree.
I got to remind all of my New York Knickerbocker fans, the Hawks got a better record than y'all, and they're on their second coach this year.
That's not fair. But I don't know why you would do that. You know what I mean? I don't know why you do that. We're having a historic season, exceeding expectations, getting production from all over the place. Coach Tibbs, seems like we got a coach for at least 4 more years.
You do.
Let me tell you something, though.
You do.
The future of the Knicks season lies in whether or not they're the 5 seed or the 6 seed. It doesn't look good. But it does look like the Celtics will be locked into the 7 seed when they play the Knicks on Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. But it's going to be exciting on Monday to talk about all of this. Because you know in the 22-minute show, we're not going to be able to talk about all of it. So we'll do plenty of it on the podcast exclusive.
Yes, indeed.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen.
What up, though?
Jerry West was upset.
The logo.
Jerry West was upset. Jeannie Buss made a five most important Lakers list. Jerry West wasn't on the list. You want to hear the list?
I do. Because he should be the first person you say, actually.
Really? Oh, no. I disagree completely.
So when you say, let me hit the brakes. I would say Magic, Kareem, and then Jerry West would be mine off the top of my head.
She did this on All the Smoke.
Those are my top three, no doubt. Four and five, Kobe and Shaq.
There's one that I could see Jerry West getting upset about. I could see this. Magic Johnson, can't make the list without him, right? Can't do it.
Correct.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, can't make the list without him.
Yeah, that's one, too, no doubt.
Kobe
Bryant. By the way, those are two of the top five or six players to ever play.
Kobe Bryant. He's also top 10.
Seven or eight, yeah.
Yeah. Now it gets a little dicey. LeBron James.
Not going to be able to do it. She's just saying that because he's on the team right now. That, like, this ain't Tom Brady going to the Bucks and winning their second Super Bowl in 150 years. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Well, okay.
We're not doing that.
What about this name? Phil Jackson.
I mean, there you go. Okay. Got it. There you go.
I might as well put Robert Sacre on there. You know what I mean?
Right. There you go. Gotcha. The last two is to keep home happy, you know? Keep home happy.
Yeah.
You got to keep home happy. You know, you don't want nobody putting a microphone to Phil and saying, hey, what do you think about Jeannie leaving you off the list? Same with LeBron when he got a game tomorrow. He coming off a sore ankle. So you just got to put them on there just to do it. But she knows what
Phil and Jeannie are. No, Phil and Jeannie are not an item. That is long gone.
I know that.
She was with Jay Moore. Jay Moore, the comedian, was the last person that I thought she was linked to, but I haven't been keeping up on it.
I used to work with Jay Moore at Best Damn Sports Show in the early 2000s. Jacoby, this is going to be my 20th season covering the NBA Finals. 20th.
Good for you.
Jay Moore, I used to work with him at Best Damn Sports Show. Shout to him and them. But yeah, that list, I mean, you know, she kept the last two on there to keep home happy. You can't have LeBron upset. You don't want it to be like you're taking shots at your ex. So she had to throw them on there.
I guess so. Jalen Anthony Rose, you say you're listening to the J. Cole album. Please explain to the people Dame Lillard's appearance on the J. Cole album.
Bars! First off, hold on. Let's just talk about what J. Cole delivers. Bars! And also, not only we just talk about him signing to play internationally, I think it was an African league. I also saw that game might be aired on ESPN. So it was a whole nice rollout. Shout out to the Team Rock. But he had crazy basketball references. You know, Ja Morant, I'm on my Grizzly. And just the sound bites that he have of Dame Dollar was so dope. Basically, Dame talking about how he was focused and disciplined in the bubble. He also was like, leave the booth and do the Westbrook.
Like, leave the booth and do the Westbrook rock, baby.
Yeah, man.
And he gave LeBron a shout out.
Absolutely. So
and
like,
he playing pro ball. Big week for J. Cole.
Correct. Right. You know what I mean? And here's what I want to also say. Like, really listen to his bars, y'all. Like, it's refreshing to hear somebody spitting different things. Like, He's anti-smoking and lean in his bars. He's anti-flossing and making poor decisions with your bread. He's anti not honing your craft and actually being an artist and putting all you have into a song and not just putting some stuff out there to try to get a dance to go with a record. Now, you know that's the new thing now. People are in the studio thinking about a dance while they're recording a record.
Oh, yeah. TikTok killed it.
Right? Like, bro, he's not doing that. He's a seasoned veteran. I love him so much. I truly do. Him, Kendrick Lamar, Pusha T. Like, these dudes, Royce da 5'9", like, for me, dog. Like, I love, like, lyricists that were willing not to be mainstream in order to stay true to their art. But that's extremely tough to do. And his album is dope. Make sure you go out there and copy.
Absolutely. And he's got game, too. He can really play basketball.
Exactly. That, too, yeah.
He can really play.
And he got game. I got to get in the gym. Like, I don't know if J. Cole might be able to beat me in one-on-one now.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Jalen, it's not even close to close right now.
Able to beat me in one-on-one. Because I've been his album. I've been his album title. I've been in my full off season. You know what I'm saying? I've been on my full off season. But, yeah, it was dope the way he shouted out Dame and the NBA players. And just the way he composed his album. And I saw him on L.A. Leakers, too, spitting flames.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him on that, too, spitting flames.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So shout to my Roc Nation brother. Because definitely when he on, you want to find me?
Well,
Cole's going to be. I'm going to be there.
J. Cole's absolutely getting it done. He's getting it done. He's just signed a professional. I don't care where you play. He's getting paid to play basketball. He's a professional basketball player that just dropped one of the hottest albums of the year. He's absolutely getting it done. And when someone like J. Cole is getting it done, we have to celebrate because this segment is brought to you by Grainger. For those who know, the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call us, click on Grainger.com/Jacoby, or just stop by your local Grainger provider, your Grainger store, and see the big sign on the street. Love going to Grainger.
Call me.
Appreciate them. For the ones that get it done, don't forget, Grainger Supply.
Call me.
Jalen.
What up, though?
Woman woke up. Blood was dripping from her ceiling. She found out there was a corpse inside of her own home.
Wow.
So here's what I do. Burn the house down. Leave. Never sleep there again. So this is a bigger question for you. Could you live in an apartment that came at a huge discount, but there was a murder-suicide in it 6 months ago?
So let me tell you something crazy. I can't make this up. My kids home in Atlanta, they live in a housing development where literally right across the street, that happened like 6 months ago.
Whoa!
Where a gentleman who lives there with his wife, they don't have kids. He's a professional man. He was clearly dealing with a lot of emotional and psychological issues. Mm-hmm. That literally happened right across the street from where they live like 6 months ago. So to answer your question, that's not ideal conditions, but if you can afford to have a choice, then you wouldn't do that. But if you could not afford to have a choice, then you have to make do with what you need to make do with. When you started telling the story, it reminded me of one of my favorite scenes in The Godfather when he woke up and the horse head was in the bed. And the way he screamed on that, like, I just remember I used to rewind it so many times and just die laughing. I love that movie so much. But, yeah, under the circumstances, Jacoby, that's really a financial call. You got the means to bounce, you'll bounce.
For me, it's the discount part. It's like, you're going to give me a $100,000 house for $20,000, I'm in. I'll burn some sage in there. I'll have Kyrie come over. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll hire whoever, whatever sort of healing, whatever sort of healers and
hire Kyrie.
Yeah, I got Kyrie walking through the house, whatever it takes. But if I'm saving a lot of money on it, just, you know, just, exactly. I don't know what happened in the whole history of everywhere I live. I'm good.
Exactly. That literally just happened. It wasn't like, we about to move.
Jalen, one thing we didn't get to talk about, we're going to cover this very quickly before we get to the voicemails, because we got a very important voicemail today. Don't you dare stop listening to this podcast, because I'm just going to tease it now. Chandler called back. You know who Chandler is, Jalen? Chandler and his girlfriend had some hints from his girlfriend's best friend that she wanted to join them for an evening. And Chandler asked for Jalen's advice. And Jalen didn't just give his advice. Jalen gave it a soliloquy, a monologue.
I need to clip that.
A song.
We need that.
I don't know if you want that. I don't know. Nope. Then you put it on social, then we get in trouble. Listen, don't break the code of the exclusives, dog. Don't break the code.
You got to listen to it to get to it.
You got to listen to it to find it. It's just us. Like, this is the trust tree. This is the family. This is the gang right here. You don't speak outside the family.
When the LA Leakers put out J. Cole Freestyle, they only put out a minute and a half. You got to go to the YouTube to watch the other 9 minutes.
Got it. All right. We don't want people to know what happens with just us and the family, the podcast. It's just the people who are rocking with us.
Exclusive. You're right. Yeah. Secret society. Right.
This is what we do on the weekend. We're going to get to Chandler, but first thing we didn't get a chance to talk about is the Hawks. The Hawks have been bothering me lately. Keep winning games. I've been rooting for the Knicks. I've been rooting for the Knicks so hard. They're winning games, but the Heat and the Hawks keep winning games too. So, Jalen, the Hawks have turned this whole thing around. You know my guy Bogdanovich has a lot to do with it. Nate McMillan has a lot to do with it. When you watch their games, what do you see different from the beginning of the season?
What I see different is a couple of things. Nate McMillan is trying to give them an identity. Like, each time he's coached a squad, no matter where he's been, Portland, Indiana, they have an identity. And he's going to make sure to have a defensive philosophy, and it keeps him organized. And I know that might sound like trivial to a lot of people, but like, ask the Sacramento Kings what they would take to have an identity. Like, that's their problem. That's what keeps them from that. That's why they just tied an NBA record for teams that didn't make the postseason. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is Trae Young has improved so much as a playmaker. Mm-hmm. Like, he was shooting with unlimited range before. And in college, he led the nation in points and assists. But then for that to transfer to the league, when y'all get a chance, I want y'all to look real close. Because Trae Young probably averaged like 25 and 11. his career.
And another thing that no one's talking about, like you talked about earlier with Valanciunas having a good season, Clint Capela has turned around his season.
Yes, Capela, I was going when he, there,
when,
yes.
Like, when Capela got there, just like the fit wasn't right. It's just like, oh, maybe it was just James Harden serving him up, making him look great. But Capela has found his spot in that offense, and he's performing really well in the last couple months.
And one other guy, John Collins, is now getting the minutes that he should be getting and developing. I saw his situation, and this happens in business, and it happens in sports. I felt a lot of suppressing Collins's minutes was about him about to be a free agent. Mm. And so, as much as I like DeAndre Hunter when he's in or out of the lineup, and then they drafted the kid, Cam Reddish from Duke, John Collins just fits better beside Capela, and is a better role lob threat with Trae Young. They just play it. Trae Young to him is like LaMelo Ball to Miles Bridges, for example. And so, absolutely, the Hawks are for real. And I mean, like, as it relates to the lower tier squads in the East, right? If they were playing against the Knicks, that's a 7-game series. Like, literally, that's a 7-game series. If they playing against the Heat, I'll take the Heat in 5 or 6. But the impressive thing, and I'm going to keep pointing out, is as we should celebrate the turnaround of the Knicks, is the Atlanta Hawks are on their second coach and currently have a better record than the Knicks. So I want media members to remember that when they start literally just talking about this season.
I don't know why you got to
say that. And or coach of the year.
Trying to celebrate the Hawks over here.
I'm just saying.
It was 25 and 5 points and 9.5 assists, which is, you know, it's not 11, but it's a great season. And another thing they did is, you know who I saw in the game last night? Okongwu. Okongwu, their number 6 pick. And I was like, I haven't heard that name too much. A lot of it has to do with Capella playing really well. I mean, he must have been hurt or something, but I haven't seen him too much. But it was good to see him back in the lineup. Now, Jalen, it is time to give the people what they want. We want to hear from the people. We want to hear from you. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And when you do that, you give us questions. Sometimes the greatest content in the history, in the decade of this program happens. And that happened when Chandler asked Jalen's advice of how to have a threesome. I thought I gave some really good advice. I was like, make the girls make it their idea. I was like, yeah, I nailed that. I was like, make the girls make it your idea. And then Reggie put some romantic noise underneath it. And you just got in your bag for like 20 minutes.
Shout out to Reggie. So let's get DMC, he Jam Master J.
Let's get the update from Chandler. I can't wait for this.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Chandler from North Carolina, back with an update. First off, shout out to Reggie the Ledge, always. And yeah, I just wanted to update you guys on my situation that I previously called about. So I played it just like Jalen told me. I asked my girl, I asked, what do y'all talk about when I'm not around? And it got brought up that this was something that they had discussed amongst themselves plenty of times. And I essentially framed it just like Jalen said, that, hey, well, this sounds like something you might be interested in. And if you are, then I'm willing to try it out. So 2 days ago, we were at the house talking about the upcoming wedding. Her friends there, drinks flowing, per Jacoby's advice. And all of a sudden, my girl invites us both into the bedroom, where things proceeded to happen, and a glorious night was had by all. So, we all enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. My girl enjoyed it. Her friend enjoyed it. Maybe something we do again in the future. And I just gotta say shout out to you guys. Thank you for the perfect golden advice. And keep getting them checks, man. Holla.
I could cry right now.
Oh, man.
You know, we're changing lives here on Jalen and Jacoby.
Just spreading
happiness.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Just spreading happiness.
That's the greatest message of all time.
And Chandler just put the penis in happiness right there.
Wow. I like what you did there. I got that for your old stand-up days.
Yeah.
Reg, you might hit the gong or something on that.
I just have to say, you know, I just want to say, Chandler, thank you so much for coming to Jalen and Jacoby, because we will not lead you astray. And Jalen especially gave you great advice. So, Jalen, when you hear him say, just like you said, Jalen, I did this, and just like you said, Jalen, I did that, how do you feel when you listen to that?
It's refreshing, and it's why we do this show. And we consider our listeners, the people that watch us on TV, family. We're a tastemaker show. We're not for, like, mainstream consumption. Like, we got Benny the Butcher on the show. We got Conway. We got Griselda. We almost had every member of Wu-Tang Clan on our show. Like, look at our background. Like, and for us to have supporters like this, this conversation, that equals 1 million viewers, as far as I'm concerned. This is 1 million viewers. Because you know what, Jacoby? When we go do a live show in Carolina, you know who's going to be there?
Take the stage.
You see what I'm saying?
Stage.
You see what I'm saying?
Chandler's my man. This is my favorite Chandler. He just passed Chandler from Friends and Chandler Parsons. Top three Chandler right there.
And so, Chandler, you make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend when people downloading podcasts and they DVRing shows on TV, you make sure that you let them know, like, we sicker than your average. And I'm so happy for you that you got a chance to and he used an amazing term that I like. He said glorious. It reminds me of X-Clan. Vainglorious. You know what I'm saying? Vainglorious.
Oh, glory.
You know what I'm saying? And also, Chandler, please hit us up. DM the show. We want to send y'all some hoodies. Y'all got to represent for you, your fiance, and for her friend. Because you can't be leaving her out. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works now. When y'all together, Chandler, you got to flip your responsibilities, you know, 65-35. You're going to lean towards wifey, but you still got to get 35% to her friend now when she's around. You can't act like that didn't happen, Chandler. It can't be like, oh, since we're not getting biz today, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to get her a plate out the fridge when you go get yours, or you're going to get... Nah, you got to show love to both of them. And I got a movie I want you to watch, as a matter of fact. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, I'll come back to it. It's Superfly. And like Jacoby said, we need your voicemails. 985-80-JALEN. Make sure you check us out every day on ESPN at 2 p.m. And we'll holler at you guys on Monday. Because we're not done. We're not done. We are not done.